Hello again and welcome to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio, keeping you up to date with all the latest action from the Whitelink Warriors. And this past week, it was the Mildenhall Fen Tigers who visited the Andrew Uni Smallbrook Stadium.
There we go, the starters walked away, have a green light, and the tapes are up. Who's going to come round to be in the lead? The cracking start from Ben Morley. Oh, it's a tussle between Ben Morley and Ben Wilson.
It's the rider in white, Ben Morley, that's got it at the moment.
They come round now to start the final lap of the heat. Thank goodness for that. And it's going to be Ben Morley still in first place for the Mildenhall Fen Tigers. Ben Wilson is in second place and Daniel Halsey is in third place with Scott Campos bringing up the rear. They come round the final two bends and it's going to be Ben Morley who takes the win of heat number 15. Ben Wilson takes second place and Daniel Halsey takes third.
Well, it seemed a long time coming, but the Warriors secured a welcome home league win over the Mildenhall Fen Tigers to edge away from the lower reaches of the National League Speedway table. Playoff chasing Mildenhall arrived without concussion victim Luke Ruddick and influential reserve Dano Verge, and it clearly had an impact on the effectiveness. However, Warriors gave the visitors little opportunity to get into their stride, building an 18-point advantage before the Tigers found some form in the closing five races after a light shower of rain moistened the circuit. For the Warriors, Scott Campos enjoyed another profitable night, bagging 12 points with a bonus point from five outings that included two smashing tussles with the Tigers' Daniel Halsey. Firstly, in Heat 9 when Campos made a pass on the last bend, and again in Heat 15 when the Island Man just got his tyre in front on the run to the finish flag. Strong home backup came from Ben Wilson with 12, the returning Chris Widman on 8 plus a bonus, and Adam Portwood with 8. Race of the night was probably Heat 12, won by Jordan Jenkins for Mildenhall. The precocious 16-year-old expertly steered a path around both Warriors to take the chequered flag, demonstrating the calm assuredness of a rider heading for a great career in the sport. It finished Warriors 53, Mildenhall Fen Tigers 37. And after the meeting, as usual, Humpty caught up with Warriors co-manager Barry Bishop. But first, let's hear what Humpty and Shania made of Thursday's fantastic result.
Right, you join us if you can hear us above the hubbub of the Premier Lounge for the sort of after race or post-match debrief, really. At long last, the result that we wanted, the Warriors won. All sorts of reasons, I think, why that happened. I think, as Ben Teaboy emailed in and said, I think the slight change in the averages, and that, of course, affected the riding order. It made things a bit stronger. All sorts of reasons, really. But, yes, it's great to have a really good result. What's your feelings on the outcome, Chaz?
It's a great result. It's a win that we finally deserved. All the effort and hard work that the Warriors have put into this season has finally paid off, and there's a great atmosphere around the Premier Lounge tonight. Of us winning, and thank you Mildenhall for giving us that opportunity.
Yes, I say it's been a long time coming. I think we've had all sorts of problems this season, but it's nice to know that right at the end, a bit late perhaps, but it's all come together. But there's great hopes for next year. We've still got one home meeting left, but it's raised the atmosphere of the whole place. I think it's mainly Warriors fans in here tonight, and quite a few from Mildenhall grabbing something to eat before they catch the ferry back. But as you can hear, absolutely fantastic atmosphere in here in the Premier Lounge, and it's what it's all about. I say we all support our team whether they win or lose, but we're all here to win, and tonight we do.
Eventually.
Hi, I'm Coach Shepherd, and you're listening to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio.
Right, join me after the race with Barry Bishop as we look into the floodlights here and see the rain pouring down, but we don't care now because the meeting's finished. I gather that's a point of celebration, Barry.
Yeah, it's a fantastic night tonight, and just shows what we can do when everybody fires, I guess. Or we don't face a side that has a really fantastic reserve who can go and score 21 points. But tonight, it was great. I'm very pleased for the team. You know, they've worked so hard all year. Jamie Seeley and Adam Portwood were brilliant. James rode very well. Scott Campos rode out of his skin. Connor, it was his birthday, so he probably was a little bit shy tonight, maybe. And Chris Widman had a fantastic night. I think that Ben and James also rode well, so I don't know if I've missed anyone out. But they all did flipping great. And so I'm really, really proud of them. It was such a nice feeling to win. And the crowd were, again,
great. They were. They were very vocal, weren't they? Yeah. So slightly down in numbers, which is to be expected because it's the end of the holiday season. But I don't think the local support was any short in numbers. I think they were still here, and they were very vocal tonight, weren't they?
Well, they were. But I can tell you that so far we've not had a gate which was less than last year. So for the same period, the same meeting. Mm. So I think it was probably the same as last year's at this time. Maybe a little bit less. I don't know. We'll have a look. Mm. That's probably your radio station. They're all staying at home because the weather was a bit dodgy. No, just joking.
They wouldn't have been tonight. We had the worst technical night that we've had. I don't know why we lost the Wi-Fi signal and whatever, but hey-ho, you can only work with what you've got. But
yeah, I mean, I know my parents were listening every week. I know lots of people are listening, so it's a great job and everyone's enjoying it. But in all seriousness, it was a fantastic night. The crowd was great. The kids are great. It's just what we do here, and we do it, I think, quite well. And finally, I always talk about it, the last piece of the jigsaw puzzle fell into place tonight.
Do you think one of our emailers said, I don't know if you agree or not, I guess you're the guy to ask, do you think the slight difference in riding order with the new averages, do you think that made any difference tonight?
I think it did, actually. I think it did. And I think it made a difference as well at Eastbourne. I didn't go to Eastbourne, unfortunately, but I think we rode quite strong there. And we may well even push Mildenhall at home in a couple of weeks' time. Mm. But I think it did make a difference, or a perceived difference, perhaps. Mm. Maybe that's the right word. Mm. The team gelled better tonight, for sure. Mm.
So, one more home meeting. That doesn't seem possible, does it? It only seems 5 minutes since I was stood here trembling, doing my first broadcast. And now we're nearly at the end of the season. But, looking forward to... I don't think it can be greater things, perhaps more encouraging results. As you said, as you just mentioned, it's all part of a big jigsaw, isn't it? I think the jigsaw's finally landed into place. And hopefully you can put that away in a box somewhere, in a dust-free cover, and roll it out next April.
Well, yeah, that's the plan. We have to start work now. For next year, of course, you know, we also have to break even. That's my target. I won't run next year if we don't break even, or very close to it, plus or minus a couple of thousand quid. But I won't put 20,000 into it a year or plus, so can't do that. But we're on target to break even, which is great.
That's great.
So as long as we do break even, we'll run, and we're planning to run, of course. So now the real work starts, of course. So now it's about sponsorship and getting everything prepared for next year. Team selection is vital, of course. Next year we want to be much further up the ladder.
Mm. Oh, well, congratulations, Barry. Thanks as ever for your time. And I say, a week off next week, well, for me anyway. And we'll meet again in 2 weeks' time.
Don't forget, tickets for the end of season parties on sale as well.
Right, yeah, a bargain price of a tenner. Lots of
October the 14th, and lots of prizes. The one I've announced, which is dinner with Martin and I. And there's two more really great prizes, so hopefully people will come along and enjoy it.
And the wooden spoon is a dinner out with Vector Sumpty.
Yeah, that's if you don't come.
Humpty there, talking with Barry Bishop. In other news, the lineup has been officially announced for the 2017 National League Riders' Championship at Leicester Speedway. The meeting takes place at Beaumont Park on Sunday, the 24th of September, with a 3 p.m. start. Gates open at 1. All 11 clubs will be represented by their highest average rider, and Warriors captain James Cocker will be going in that with Chris Widman, a reserve. Well, that's it from the Speedway podcast for another week. The Warriors' next home action is on Thursday, the 21st of September, against the Cradley Heathens. You can join Humpty and Shania live on Vectors Radio for that from just before 7 o'clock. And join us all again next time for another Speedway podcast.